A man stepped out of the darkness in front of her.
Lily?
She couldn't see his face well without shining her flashlight in it, and that would be rude. But she did lift the light slightly.
David, right?
She'd met the leader of this squad at some point. Tall, with a blocky build and reddish-brown hair, but mostly what she remembered was the mustache. Very few Lupi kept any facial hair.
Yes, this is the perimeter Marowich suggested should be safe.
Marowich was the explosives guy.
He's in the workshop still?
David nodded.
I need to talk to Cullen.
Cullen's at the workshop.
Damn it, he was told—
Not inside, but Eisen didn't tell him to stay away from the workshop. Just not to go inside. He takes orders very literally. And only from his row or Lou Nuncio, or so he informed me.
Does he have some reason to think that's safe, or is he just being an asshole?
He did some kind of spell and said he didn't find any explosives, but he thought we should all wait on Mirowitch's okay, just to be sure.
I'll take care of it. Cullen, I'm heading down there to talk to you.
Like hell you are.
Lily, you can't...
She patted his arm as she passed him.
If it's safe enough for you, it's safe enough for me.
Damn it, David, can't you stop one little bitty human female?
You want me to physically restrain rules chosen?
Lily grinned as she picked her way down the path. Trees stood on this side of the ridge, pine and scrub oak mostly, guarding the steep trail. She kept her flashlight on the ground right in front of her, but farther down she could see light through the branches. It wasn't very bright, but it gave her a target. She could hear Cullen approaching. The light brightened as he got close, resolving into a small ball of pure light, floating just ahead of a half-naked man who could have given 9 out of 10 Hollywood stars a run for their money. 10 out of 10 if he hadn't been scowling so hard.
Did it even occur to you that I wouldn't be down there if it wasn't important?
Important and urgent aren't the same thing. Are you going to behave, or should I tell Cinna?
Cinna would understand. If there was a firebomb, I could put it out, couldn't I? But there isn't. I did a quick find spell.
She didn't say a word.
I may not be a finder, but my spell's pretty good.
She kept looking at him.
And don't tell me I proved anything by coming up here to stop you. If something did blow, I'd heal. You wouldn't.
She glanced back over her shoulder where David and the rest of the squad waited, all of whom were every bit as good at healing as Cullen, then looked back at him, eyebrows raised.
All right, but it was important enough to take a small risk.
Cullen ran a hand through his hair, something he'd been doing a lot of, judging by the way it was spiked up all over.
You don't have to mention this to Cinna.
I need to know about the prototype that's missing.
Yeah, well, I need to know how the rat bastard got through my second ward, which I can't figure out from up here.
We can start there. What does your second ward do?
Stops kids.
I'm pretty sure the perp isn't a kid.
It takes too much power to outright block people with a ward. If I could figure out how they used to do it using ley lines to... Never mind. The point is, I can keep out fleas and scorpions. Flies are harder. So are kids. You tell kids they can't go somewhere, they're immediately going to want to check it out. So I added a second ward. If someone crosses it, a wall of flames springs up around the building.
You'd risk burning nosy kids?
It won't burn anything.
I thought you couldn't do illusions.
It's real fire. It just doesn't burn anything.
But...
Look, let's skip the explanations. You wouldn't understand them anyway. I've got 3 wards on the workshop. The first one's the keep away. Makes anything with a nervous system deeply reluctant to go farther. A motivated adult, or a kid being egged on by his buddies, can summon the determination to keep going. Or you can hit it at a run and be through before you have time to stop. The perp wasn't running, so he...
You know that how?
He left some clear prints, so I know he walked through the first ward. But then he should have set off my second and third wards. The third ward worked... But that's strictly a warning to me that there's an intruder. But the second one didn't. No pretty flames.
Pretty flames that don't burn. Maybe he knew that and kept going.
It's real fire. Even if he somehow knew it wouldn't burn him, he'd have a hard time talking himself into walking into it. He wouldn't just see it and hear it. He'd feel the heat. Should have at least slowed him down. But that doesn't matter, because the ward wasn't triggered.
You're sure? With the way your workshop's tucked away in this cleft, you wouldn't have seen the flames from Big Sister, and since they don't burn anything, there would be...
What do you think I was doing just now? I can see the power loss if one of my wards gets triggered. That one wasn't, so I was looking for signs of tampering.
Did you find anything?
No, but someone dragged me away before I could finish.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Tell me about this stolen prototype.
Have you listened to me at any point in the last month?
You've been working on a thingy that shields tech from ambient magic. You thought you had it figured out, but the device didn't work.
Oh, it works, aside from a little problem with sporadic discharge. Unfortunately, the side effects preclude using it.
I don't remember your describing any side effects, per se. You did mention having problems with a demo for some tech company bigwigs.
The demo didn't go well. T-Corp knew it wasn't ready for production. I told them about the unpredictable discharge, but they wanted a demo anyway. I agreed. We'd tested it plenty here at Clanholm. How was I to know it would affect nulls that way?
What does it do to nulls?
But she'd lost him. His head came up, alert and listening. Without a word, he spun and sprinted back down the slope, nimble as a cat.